Blog Talk Radio.
Rising sun.
Yeah, I may never know the reason, but what I never know will never stop me from believing. Why you trying to convince me that what I believe is empty? Turns you into my enemy, simply plotting against me. And your motives are phony, cause homie, you do not know me. So how in the world you feel something for me? You couldn't possibly understand the prophecy that doctored me and cropped me into the man that you see standing before you. I know I'm royal. 1 Peter 2 and 9, you ain't never read it. Treating the word of God like it's being kept a secret. But he who hath an open eye, let him become a spy. Investigating, if he finds fruit, then let him eat it. But if he doesn't find a mindset of another kind, I'm not responsible to force feed him what he considers thesis. Matthew 7:6, as counsel for the believer who boastfully becomes outspoken with trouble lives. People recognize the truth when they encounter it. So if you go unnoticed, then you counterfeit. I'm loaded. I'm just walking around holding till somebody pulled the trigger. And that gave me permission to deliver. So I dig up what's been buried in my heart. By the majesty of God, his love is an invitation, not an invasion from afar. If you think about salvation, don't be thinking Vietnam. Start thinking open arms and see what we holding on. That's right, slow.
Give them love. At sunset, baby. Just let them know. No.
Getting decent exposure. The streets have explosive at the precinct because they reaching for toasters. But that's just not the reason he chose us. Keep focused. A living sacrifice never uses a separate device that confuses until the spirit is useless inside your life. And disobedience seduces until you fruitless. The main ingredient, how the foolish chooses his movements. Don't be crippled by the crooked eye. They are the windows to the soul. Let me look inside, I dip and die. I have survived some horrific times. Been lied to by people telling me, go get your shine, go get mine. Now I'm fine, I'd rather hang here on the vine till my time comes. Tell the system that they lost another one. They hands tied, even though it's looking like they winning by a landslide. Go ahead, get your hands tied, y'all. Much praise to the almighty ancient of days. Shining all light and brightly, man, I'm simply amazed. I'm engaged to the great physician. Those who want to marry doctors covet my position. But it's not a competition. If it was, it wouldn't be about submission. It'd be about big hammers and ammunition. Long ladders and shot muscles. That's why I got a different kind of block hustle. A rock hustle.
Brain.
And I've been down now trying to go up, way up, to the point where they point when we out and about in the yard, tempted to praise us. Tell them praise me, no, I'm not Jay-Z, don't call me Hov. I'm nowhere near God's holiness. Contemplating murder since 1984, when I was four, and my stepfather was in the other room being my mama. What I gotta play you for? What I gotta tell you lies? What I gotta fabricate? I ain't gotta make up things to get no attention in this game. I just so happen to be from where they clapping Mac-11s from in back of the tree. I mean the streets over the reverend is what you have to believe, unless you're crazy like I was and believe that God had made me for some greater things. My cousin's gold dope, asked me to sell it for, flash me that gold rope, show me that Ralph Lauren. I was intrigued, but see I really did believe that what I had up my sleeve was a better way for me to achieve my dreams. Even though I ended up getting caught up riding around with a dope boy at the time, I don't hear me at more than a quarter ounce. And I mean this was like every day, every week a different rental. We would put it on display, peeling through the city. The police could have pulled over that rented whip and found enough cocaine in there, could have put us away for plenty days. Behind those bars, behind those walls, behind them gates and them chains of that jumpsuit. And I'm talking about being in that cage. But then I heard there were these angels who had me when I ain't had me, who grabbed me and I'm thankful, who dragged me out the water, had my head sharks, piranhas had me drowning in something profound. If I could just be honest, used to love being blind, dark tint on my eyes, empty rhetoric out of my lips, I'm telling lies, appearing to be wise. Then I witnessed the scar, I was balling hard but had a zero on the bar, so I pray. Like I did every now and then, like my mama taught me on my knees on the ground again. I love my mama and my mama loved Jesus, and this is how she pleasure allegiance. So peep it, now I'm riding around and I'm getting it, riding with the ghost who be kicking it. I scream Christ the King of Kings and I'm unashamed when I'm spitting it. Real G gold in my street clothes, hit the free throw off my pivot, hit one more and that's the game. All glory to who reigns supreme. Yeah, to the King of Kings, low, Deshaun Bombay, Burgundy, somewhere in the clouds looking down, coming soon, yeah.
All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Everybody that is listening in right now, we just thank you all for tuning in to Rep Christ on the Mic Tuesday Nonstop, with the voices of the nations on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for his many blessings on today. We thank the Lord for waking us up this morning and enabling us to have the action of our limbs, to be able to have blood streaming through our veins and to be able to breathe in and to breathe out. We just thank the Lord for that today. And what you heard, our brother Eshawn Burgundy, you heard the music from him bringing us on in our intro on this morning. Once again, I want to say God bless to all of Africa that are listening in on today. We just say God bless you. To those that are in Cameroon, God bless you. To all of Liberia, to all of Ethiopia, those of you that are in Uganda, in Kenya, in Zimbabwe, Zambia, Nigeria, Ghana, we want to say what's up, and God bless to all of y'all there in Africa. To those that are in Hong Kong today, we want to say God bless. To Serbia and Croatia listening in, we want to say God bless you. In Afghanistan, we have people in Portugal listening in, and also our Brazilian family, those in Brazil that is listening in, we want to say God bless you. To Switzerland, also there in Italy, those that's in the UK, we want to say God bless. To all of Trinidad, to all of Tobago, Barbados, Jamaica, we want to say God bless. To Malawi, also to Malaysia on today, we want to say God bless you. Here in the United States of America, we want to say God bless. I am here in Detroit. To all those that are in Detroit, Michigan, it's freezing outside. I heard it was like one below or something. I'm like, I won't be out there today. Also, we want to give a shout out to all of Florida. We want to say God bless to all my Latino family out there listening in. We want to say God bless you. To those in Mexico, I forgot, we want to say God bless to Mexico on today as well. And also to Chicago, to North and South Carolina, to those that are in Dallas, Houston, wherever you at in the States, I don't know, wherever you may be, we just want to say God bless. I want to mention real briefly before we go further into show, don't forget to tune in on this Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern time. The times for the countries will be listed, posted up as well. A lot of you know that I have the top 12 artist countdown once a month. We do this where I nominate the 12 artists, and what happens is we play the hottest, just one song, one hot jam out of each 12 artists, and then we have three judges that calls in, and they listen to the whole broadcast. And at the end of the broadcast, it's out of my hands. It's up to them. They are the one that picks who our first, second, and third place winners will be for the month of this January. And so the names here that we have is Godspeed. We have Mag 44. We got our brother, which is our guest on today, DJ DMD. We have Solo, Chris Johnson, known as Prophet BC, Sanka, Renew, General X, Otto Boafo, Majesty, Anthony Murillo, and C-Kajifo. Y'all know I'll be having to get these names right. And some of these artists are in Africa. Some of them are from Nigeria, Kenya, Liberia. Some of these artists, as well as we have artists here in this space as well. But we thank God for his many blessings. I want to give a shout-out to Cortez and his lovely wife on today. We want to say God bless you listening in right now. So don't forget, y'all, Thursday night is going down for our top 12 artist countdown. We ask all of the artists' names. If you can listen in live that night, fine, to hear your music and as well as others to see who will be the first, second, and third place. Also, links have been posted up. Keep reposting them. Let your people know. Let your friends know. Let the people know that you are a part of this top 12 artist countdown, and we need for everybody to tune in on that evening. So we just thank the Lord for that as well. And so right now, we have a great program for you all today. We have some great hot music, gospel rap, instrumental, slow it down, you name it, it's gospel. We got it in English, and we also got it in other languages for you. And so today, we have a very special guest. I'm telling you who I have the honor of meeting, and I look forward to meeting him face-to-face along with his family as well. We thank God for his family. Also, before I go into there, let me give a shout-out to Prince K. We want to say to all of Ontario, I don't want to leave Ontario out. I have family there, too, as well. But we thank God. Welcome back, Prince K, gospel recording artist. He was in Paris. And so we want to give all of Paris a shout-out, all of Ontario, Canada, everybody a shout-out over there. We will be hearing music from Prince K as well today. But getting back to what I was saying, we thank God for our great brother, DJ DMD, and also I want to give a shout-out to DJ Overflow, awesome brother as well. We play some of the remix and some of the songs and everything, and I'm telling you, it was just awesome, very awesome. And so we thank God for DJ DMD. You know, he is definitely a blessing, not only to the nations, but he is a blessing to not only this ministry, but to me as well. I can't even remember how I connected with him, to tell you the truth. I mean, I'm serious. It's just that great. You know what I'm saying? I don't even remember. I think it was because I saw the video or something. But I thank God for the connection. It definitely was a divine connection, because when I looked at the video, and I, you know, saw the video. The video, I do believe at first it was 25 lighters. I didn't know about 25 lighters at first. I only knew about the 25 Bibles. So So I began to look at 25 Bibles. And when I looked at, a lot of y'all know that I was saying back in, you know, back in the day, I was heavy into the gospel rap. I wrote a lot of hooks for a lot of the rappers, and I got paid for that. That was my job, and standing on stage, and I can hear the music and just start singing off the rip. And I was heavy into that, and I never knew that gospel rap existed, because all I knew was gangster. You know what I'm saying? It was just gangster rap, you know, kill your brother, shoot your partner in the face. You know what I'm talking about, y'all. All that old crazy stuff that we had our minds into. You know, 3-6 Mafia, all this gangster stuff I was listening to. I felt this was it. Well, when God saved me and he told me I had to get rid of that music was not of him. And I held on to that CD. I said, "Woo, God, I got to get rid of the rap." You know, I couldn't believe it. I said, "Oh, Lord." Because that rap was a part of me since the age of 15. I'm like, what is you saying? I can't listen to it a little bit. Seriously, y'all, he said, get rid of it. I was crushed. I said, oh, man, this living saved finna be boring. This for the old folks. And, you know, my daddy is a preacher. I was raised up in holiness. I got family that's pastors, bishops. But I felt like living a Christian life was not for me because I felt I was too young. You see what I'm saying? I thought that it was for people in their 50s and 60s and 70s, you know, to do, because I felt like I was just too out there and God could not save me. You know, I just felt like, you know, it's not for me. And I'm going to tell y'all something. When God set me up, I'm going to say this real quick because we want to bring his music and his testimony on. We want to click him on and hear from him too. But I want to share this to somebody that's listening in. I'm saying this because of what his testimony you're going to hear. I felt this so deeply. I felt the song so deeply to where, you know, when I got saved and I got rid of that music, my brother called me up and he said, hey, I want you to hear this gospel rap. Since you love rap, you know, there's some gospel rap. You know what I told him? I said, man, I ain't even trying to hear that, man, because I know that stuff is whack. It's weak. That's what I thought. And he came over my house and all I heard was boom, 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 boom. I'm hearing all this bass going. Now, steps outside, he said, hey, come on up in here and let me show you something. Now, I sit up in there. You know who my first rap artist was, gospel rap? I even told the brother when we did a live broadcast from one of the concerts, Tadashi. When I heard Tadashi, and then I began to hear the whole clique, the 116, and, you know, I began to hear all these people that he was bringing, T-Bone, and all these rappers he broke out in that rag. I was like, hey. Angel was right there. I was like, what? This is gospel? No, come on now. Yes, it was. So I was like, man, this stuff is more gangster and harder than ever music that I've heard put together with Snoop and everybody, you know, because that's all I listen to. I was like, oh, man, and my brother told me, he said, I told you, gospel rappers, what's up? I'm like, yes, it is. So making a long story short, I thank God that I've been doing radio now for 7 years. I never knew I would be doing radio. My thing was going stage to stage and traveling and doing all that, which I know will happen. But I'm just saying God has a reason for this with this radio worldwide. I thank him for this platform. And, you know, and I thank God for all of the gospel rap that is going around the world. Even in Brazil, they rapping in their languages, you know what I'm saying? But they giving glory and honor to God and have powerful testimonies. So when I listened to DJ DMD, 25 Bibles, I kept seeing above it the link, 25 lighters. I said, let me go on over in 25 lighters. Well, I had to look at the 25 lighters to know why and how it became 25 Bibles. And my God, y'all, when I heard this music, I've been playing it ever since, he'll tell you. I've been playing it every time I be on radio. I have to play 25 Bibles. I'm telling you, that song is so powerful. There's a part in there that really gets to me when he said, Jesus said, try me. Don't you deny me. Put the word inside me. Use it like an IV. Hey, I'm telling y'all, that part right there gets me amped up every time I listen to that. Because I remember when God told me to try him, when I was an alcoholic and I drank nothing but yak and the brews and, you know, drinking all that crazy stuff, boiling, making it, smoking on the weed and all of that. God told me to get high. He said, if you get high on me, in me, he said, you will never come down, and you will not have a hangover. Oh, my God. So that part in that song, when he said use it like an IV, do y'all know what an IV is? When an IV is planted in your vein, and they shoot that medicine, it's going straight in you. And guess what it does? That medicine cleans all of that filth, all of that sickness, hallelujah, out of your body. And when I began to listen to that song, and he said, use it like an IV, that means put that word down in your soul. Let it meditate, marinate down in your blood. Oh, my God. DJ DMD, you done got something started this morning. I'm telling y'all, I'm finna let loose. This song is a powerful song. And then I didn't even know he had a testimony. I happened to go on the E5 production, E5 Entertainment, I mean, and I began to go on that site and saw a testimony. So I thought, okay, let me click on this. And my God, when I listened to that testimony, tears began to fall down on my keyboard. And I was so moved. Hallelujah. Because there, I know where I come from. I come from, you know, being married to a dope man. You know what I'm saying? Traveling around, making all that money, and got shot and killed. I had a call on his wife to preach. But got shot down and got killed. I know what it was to hang around the fellas around the table and smoke weed and talk dirty and cussing and guns and, you know, all kind of stuff, hanging at the after hours. Oh, my God. I know where I come from. And when I see my brothers and my sisters that come from that same background, oh, my God, out there doing what we did. And now that I represent Christ, and they're saying, Lord, I live for you. I'm riding down for you. My God, I'm a real G now. And you, we thought we was real G's in the world. We wasn't no real G's. We was real G's, all right, the big G going to hell. But I'm telling you, we're real G's in Christ. We have God, the hope of glory, living inside us. And we are generals, hallelujah, in high rank in the Lord. And we're tearing down, I'm telling you, the house of the enemy. My God, every time we rap and sing, we're tearing down, hallelujah, the walls and the home of the enemy and his imps. And I'm just so honored today to be able to have this great man of God, you know, on with us today. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. I don't know what to do. A shout out to all of his family, all of y'all that are listening in on the behalf of our brother. I want to say God bless y'all. I thank God for y'all. I thank God for his life. And I thank God for his mother for birthing him. Hallelujah on this earth, because he is definitely a general. And I know that through this testimony that you're finna hear, I'm about to play a link of it, and through the song, 25 Bibles, and then listening to the great man himself speak to you today, I'm telling you, I know whoever listening in, you will not be the same as you woke up today. I'm telling you. And I just thank God for this great brother, and I know that it's going to go beyond the radio, but I know we're going to meet face to face, and I thank God. And I just look forward to being in one of them videos, just waving my just waving my hand like, hey, ain't you in the video? You know. But I thank God for this great brother. I'm going to shut my mouth because I'm getting excited. It's just awesome when I connected with this brother. He's very humble. You know, I notice when I share the links and different things, like, he's very humble. He responds, and, you know, we chat on the Twitter and everything. And I thank God for his life, you know, because some people feel like they can't be touched. You know, they can't be spoken to. But I thank God for this brother. He's down to earth. I feel like I grew up with him, to tell you the truth. It's just good when God does a divine connection. It makes you feel like, you know, y'all been, you know, family for life. And so we are family because we have the same of blood from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that runs in our family. So we thank God. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to play this testimony, as he just, you know, it's not long, of this great man of God, from 25 lighters to 25 Bibles. And right after that, I'm going straight into the song. And right after that song, we're going to click our brother, DJ DMD, on and let him have words and go as God gives him to you all. So here we go with the testimony.
What's up, world? My name is Dory Dorsey, also known as DJ DMD. Now, y'all might know my music, but I want to get y'all to know me, the new me. This is my testimony.
Love it, man.
25 lighters on my dresser. Yes, sir. I got such a pay.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get paid.
I grew up in Port Arthur, Texas. I fell in love with hip-hop at the early age of maybe like 12. I've kind of been known as the person that brought hip-hop to Port Arthur. I mean, it did the whole nine. Breakdancing, graffiti, DJing, beatboxing, MCing, producing. We did the whole nine. Ventured into hip-hop production seriously in the early 90s. My big break came in 1994. When I produced three and rapped on one of Port Arthur's group UGK's records. It was an album called Super Tight, and it was my big break. It really put me on the scene. I produced their first single, and it did really well for the guys, and it opened up the doors for me. Shortly thereafter, me and some guys from Port Arthur decided to start a record company ourselves and put records out. In the next 7-8 years, we put out 4 albums. On those 4 albums were what some people call, you know, Southern classics. A song like So Real. And the biggest record of my career was a song called 25 Lighters. It featured Houston rapper Lil Kiki and the late Fat Pat, who's also from Houston. And the record did way, I mean, it was amazing. It was a national success. Me and my crew, we attained a lot of the goals that we had set out when we began making records. During the process of the success of the record and my little music career at the time, I began to partake in all kinds of stuff that I didn't believe in. Heavy alcohol use, heavy drug use, you name it, we did it. It led me into some very, very bad places. It negatively impacted my life so much so to where I wound up ruining my home, my high school sweetheart, my 2 girls, family out in Port Arthur. I disappointed a lot of people in the process. Real proud, stubborn. Nobody could tell me nothing. It's my world. You just seen it type stuff, you know. And I wound up getting a divorce. And me and my wife separated, and in the process, it got worse. So while I was experiencing some secular success in music, inside I felt horrible. I felt horrible, so empty. And I remember in 2002, getting ready to start on my 5th album, I realized I had to change. That if I didn't change, I didn't stop certain behavior, that I wouldn't be alive in 6 months. So I decided to get away from Port Arthur, get away from the way I was living. I left my family, I left my friends, I left my business. I built a big studio in Port Arthur, Texas. I left it, I left money in the bank. I left the promise to music career. All I knew was I was not going to make it if I kept living the way I was living. So I kind of fell off the scene. I mean, I just disappeared. But some kind of way, my name got on the mind of a guy in Houston. He wanted me to run his record company and possibly put a record out on his label. And in the process, I start recommunicating with my wife, who was my then ex-wife, and I noticed that something was different about her. I couldn't put a finger on it, but I know something was different about it. And all I knew was whatever she had, I wanted. February 2003, after still kind of courting my ex-wife, She gave me another chance, and we reconciled in 2003, February 2003. What I didn't know was that at the time, she had rededicated her life months back. So I began going to church with her out here at our church's south location in Houston. And I'm just going to church. I mean, I had never gone to church on my own in my life, but at least, my wife, I wanted what she had, so whatever she had, I wanted. So I'm in Houston. I'm going to church with my wife and my kids, and the word of God being sown in my heart. And I tried to act like I wasn't listening, but I was listening. And then in April 18th, 2003, a day that I would never forget. It's Good Friday. I've been watching TV and watching them talk about Jesus all day. And I was tempted later on that evening to do something that I had vowed I wouldn't do since I reconciled with my wife. And I fought it. It was hard. But I didn't succumb. But something happened in that moment. Later on that night, about 10:30, I remember it like it's the back of my hand, man. Staring at the ceiling in my Southwest Side, Beverly Hills Lane apartment on the Southwest Side of Houston, man. I remember hearing a voice, and I'm careful to say stuff like that, but that's what it felt like to me. A voice telling me I had tried everything else, not tried Jesus. Woke up the next morning, went to a store. 99-cent store, picking up some products to clean my apartment. And I saw a 99-cent Bible, paperback. And I picked up my very first Bible. I had never bought a Bible. People had given me Bibles or whatever. And that was the first Bible I ever bought. And I took the little paperback Bible home, and I began reading it. And I ended up in Proverbs, and I saw me. You know, I thought I was smart. I thought I was all that. And it was just like I was getting poked in the stomach. Like, you're not all that. The truth was, I wasn't all that. But I did realize that that book could tell me about me. So I kept reading. And I ended up in John. And then I got confirmation that the voice that I heard was Christ. Because I didn't know that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. That he was the only way that a man could meet the Heavenly Father. That was it. I kept going to church. The very next week, I gave my life over. I made a public declaration. Weeks after that, I got baptized. And I just continued to soak in the word. All I could, in order for me to follow Jesus, I read for myself, John 14:21, that if the person, he that is that loves me, has and keeps my commandments. I read that for myself, and I wanted to show Jesus that I loved him. So I had to get that word in me. So it was at that point that I realized, as far as music is concerned, I'm going to just put it on the back burner. Well, before I knew it, 7 years had passed, and so much had happened in my life, in my walk with the Lord. I gave up music, didn't know what I was going to do, wasn't concerned about music. I began getting an unction that I need to really consider offering my gift of music to the kingdom of God. I was led to start a company, E5 Entertainment, so I did. Not knowing what we were going to do, I was eventually led to a closet full of master tapes that I own. And I began to walk that out, trying to figure that out. And it ultimately led me to put the single that I have on the market out right now, which is a remake of my old hit, except this time I flipped it for Jesus. And the name of the song is called 25 Bibles on My Dresser. And I've been working on the song for, got to be 12, 13, 14 months. And at first I thought it was corny, you know. I'm a hip-hopper. And the way I used to think was that hip-hoppers don't go backwards, we go forward. We don't do remakes like that or whatever. One man, particularly from Beaumont, called me and he let me know, hey, you know what, you're not in that kingdom anymore. In this kingdom, if it ain't a sin, you could do it. And it really put that on my heart, because that's how free I understand the Lord wants me to be. So this whole walk of trying to get this project together has been such a testament of faith. I've watched God bring people, resources, ideals, everything that I needed to put this record out. He provided. So I want to thank you guys, all that have supported the movement. Your guys' support is helping me be able to introduce Christian hip-hop on a bigger scale here in Houston, Texas. I'm DJ DMD, and as crazy as it sounds, that's my testimony. Thank you. Salute.
Love it, man.
Hey, what y'all watch?
You watching your video, Dan.
Oh, really?
Let's have some fun.
Love it, man.
Going back to the future, y'all. Check it, check it. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Loving the word of God like a Bible professor. Not just for sight, like a Bible collector. Eating the lamb up like I'm Hannibal Lecter. Jeremiah 5:25 made me change. Psalms 25 got it tatted on my brain. Took a song I sang and made it a new thing. Gave my life to Christ and he gave me a new name. DMD, I'm back with 25 flows. Waited upon the Lord to open 25 doors. 25 ways to praise him, choose one. He came about the grave to save and lose none. He gave me my life back and my wife back. Two kids, two cars, a crib. 30 is to 20, like 40 to 25. I'ma point you to the word, cause the word's alive. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved.
316, about 25 Bibles, it get us like a billion, 25 prizes. Mad cause we just smashed 25 Bibles and baptized the classic 25 lighters. Young fly saved with a passion for Christ, mashing and not flashing the fashion and ice. If you bring cash in, it can add to my life, but just know that my soul's not attached to a price. Bought by the Son of Man on the cross where they hung him lost running, but he's still off with his loving hand. And I ain't trying to toss nothing underhand, but let's stop talking and walk like we understand. We used to go hard with the sin, why not go hard for your God to repent? I put on and I don't care who the gospel offends. I am with the Lord, so I'm going all the way in.
I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved.
Love it, man.
To the good book, trying to tell the hoods in the hood it's a good look. Let the word guide me, gave me my swagger. Used to use it like a sword, now it's more like a dagger. Jesus said, try me, don't you deny me. Get the word inside me, use it like an ivy. Just like my bishop, man, gave me a vision, man. Took me from a fool to a sold out bishop, man. Made me a soldier, fight for Jehovah. No, this ain't Picker JC, thought I told you. He's my provider, let the word shield me. Protects me from hating words sent to kill me. But they won't stop me, cause the Lord got me. Tell me that I can't tell a hater back. Watch me turn heads, cause the word got me shining. Matthew 25:25 got me grinding. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved.
Love it, man.
G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the south, so real. G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the south, so real.
All right. I'm telling y'all, well, I am happy and excited right now to click on our brother, great man of God, DJ DMD. I'm about to turn this mic on right now. God bless you, brother. How are you today?
Good morning, Sister Johnson. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Okay, reason why, because I got it on speakerphone. I'm letting me and my wife in the bed listening to you, man. You have blessed us this morning. I am so good. I'm feeling so good after listening to you for the last 20 minutes. I'm feeling so. How are you doing, Sister Johnson?
I feel good myself. I was just telling one of our brothers in Ontario, I said I just could not stop crying. You know, as I was listening to the testimony, just tears was just falling down my face, and I was just like, wow, this is just too much.
I thank God for
your testimony is just so powerful. I mean, people is listening in, they're popping up with all kind of messages saying how they are being blessed. And so it's just
awesome. How did you God, go? We know, you know, and just for starters, thank you for your ministry and your radio show and being obedient to the voice of God to allow him to use you. Me and my wife listening to you, we have been so entertained these last couple of minutes. You know what? You said something. I mean, you got a voice for radio, lady, and you're going to be huge. I'm just letting you know you're going to be huge. And, before we even get started, I definitely got to have your voice on my album. I'm just putting that out there for the world to hear. They heard it first right here. You're going to be on my album.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was like, wow. When I saw that video, I said I needed to be in that video. If it wasn't but just walk around and wave my hand and say glory, glory.
Praise God. You know what? But it's going to be, I'm believing that God is going to open up doors so that me and my family could do Christian hip-hop music full time. And so I'm believing there's going to be a lot more videos. So you definitely going to be in one of them for sure.
All right. I want to say God bless to your wife. Hi, sister.
Hi.
God bless you.
I mean, and she's the woman I'm talking about in the testimonial for everyone who heard. My name is Dory, DJ DMD Dorsey. I live in Texas. I'm from Port Arthur, Texas. Port Arthur, for those that don't know, is also what they call like one of the big breeding grounds for gangster rap down here in Texas. And a big popular group called UGK is from there. They're one of the legends in gangster rap out here. And I'm from that city. We call it the land of the trill. And as I said in the testimony, I've been rolling with hip hop since the 80s, and I just fell in love with it. But just like your testimony is, I mean, I let that music just influence me so negatively. You know, when I was a youngster, I really wouldn't think. You know, I was a nerd, and I just liked music in school. And as I got deeper and deeper into gangster rap, values changed, image about myself, a lot of stuff changed for the negative as a result of just being around that stuff all the time, pumping it up. And then I started to say that stuff. And one of the missions that I have that's been placed on my heart is to kind of encourage people to really guard what they hear, guard what they see. Those things influence us. I mean, the Word of God tells us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And the Bible also tells us that what we speak has the power to control where we go and what we do. So when we put that kind of stuff in us, it comes out of our mouths, our directions. And it leads us into bad places, like my life is a testament to. And it wasn't until I got saved, fell in love with God's word, began to monitor what I heard, what I said, what I saw, my life started to change for the better, you know? And I want to encourage people. I mean, I love your testimony talking about how hard it was for you to give up rap. Back in the day,
well,
it was the same thing for me, sister, you know?
It was, you know what? It was so bad. Seriously, I was so addicted to, I was disobedient for the last couple of days. And I, you know, at that time, it was like 2 days I was being disobedient, still trying to listen in and make excuses. And he kept telling me that when he saved me, he cleansed me from all unrighteousness. You know what I'm saying? From all that filth. And see, ever since, even coming up, being a preacher's child and being in church all the time, you know, when we would walk around with headphones on, you know, I always listened to all that rap. And like I said, it was 3-6 Mafia and Brother Dre and Snoop. And I can't even remember it. Just back in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? Just listening to all of that Eshawn, Shaman, and talking about killing and all kind of crazy stuff. But that was me. I loved it. We'd be at the bar drinking. It was me. It was like, hey, you know, and it became a part of me to where for years and years just listening to that and being on stage and doing concerts with the fellas, and every time I look up, they're calling me up, hey, we need you in the studio. We need you to come. And they started singing, and they knew that I had that kind of gift that, if they song something and I heard the music, they'll say, what you feeling? And I just come in there, brother, and just start freestyling. And I mean, the song just go and go, and they be celebrating and hollering and screaming. And I got paid for that. And that was my thing, that I felt like I was going to travel and I was going to be this huge, you know, woman in this rap and doing this and that. And then when God told me to get rid of that stuff, you know, I said, oh, now, come on now, wait a minute. You know, it was hard. But when I first got exposed, and like I said, you heard me say earlier in the show, there was a live concert here with Tadashi and a lot of them, and I was supposed to cover that live. But gospel recording artist Dietrich Hatton's parents had someone that had flew in from California, and they needed me that night to do a live recording of a woman, powerful, had just got out of prison, was sharing a powerful testimony. So what happened was my station manager had Tadashi call me.
Wow.
And when he called me, it was like a surprise, and I was just screaming and hollering. And I told him, I said, brother, you was the first person that I ever heard in the gospel rap industry. I thought when I heard about gospel rap that it was going to be something weak and it wasn't going to be hard. And, brother, I tell the fellas today that I know that's ain't even in the church yet. Notice I said yet, because I'm praying them in. But
amen.
The brothers that you know, not even in there, I tell them, y'all, just come with me to this gospel rap concert. I guarantee you that if you listen to this, you will throw that other stuff out, and you will be loving this. And then, you know, and it's like they ask kids, like, no. But, you know, I still pray for them. And I just say, you know, to all of those that are out there that feel like they cannot be delivered from that kind of music. Yes, you can. And I'm telling you, it's such a realness in the Christian rap. I've never heard nothing like it, man. I'm telling you, it's just,
you know what? Because it's based on truth. I mean, Rolling with Jesus is all about truth. He is the truth, the way, and the life. And the rap music that I made, that you were talking about, that's going on today, I mean, I will attest to it. Nothing but lies. 95-99% of it lies. Elaboration, just all kind of craziness, just to make a dollar. And when the Lord gave me that, when my eyes were open early on in my walk, you know, understood that I couldn't go back, because I wanted to be about the truth. I wanted to be real. That is, to me, and that's why I'm spearheading. I'm in love with Christian hip hop so much, because I see the power. It is true. It is supposed to be like the realest music ever made. A revelation God gave me from Proverbs 18:21 has kind of like become my mantra. All I'm getting ready to do as far as pushing Christian hip hop. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof, right?
That's right.
I got the revelation based on asking myself, which musical genre contains the most words in a song? And it's a rap song. When we rap, we write more words in a song than some artists have on their whole albums, you know? And I'm just imagining, it just dawned on me, what if we could encourage rappers, new, current, past, future rappers, to consider putting words of life over these beats versus words of death? We could positively affect the world. And from that revelation, I started monitoring what I heard, and I watched my spirit change. I watched my soul. That stuff really, the way God built us, we are programmed to be influenced by our senses, you know? So when we're listening to this stuff, when we're watching craziness, all of that stuff is depositing in our souls.
Yes, that
eventually
is.
Find its way to our mouth, and like God says, our mouths control our feet. So
that's right.
Just the way, you know, God knew he had to deal with you with music to help start controlling where you go, and you look where you are today. And the same thing with me, as I monitored and watched what I heard, watched what I saw, I watched my insides begin to change, and I felt it, I experienced it, and now I want to just tell other people, you don't have to listen to that stuff. You don't have to support that stuff. If you really want to feel good, do what God asks us to do, tells us to do, guard what we hear, guard what we see, and we can change from the inside out. And it's been, that's kind of like one of my missions. Already, man. I'm so excited to be on the call. Just want to applaud you for what you're doing. Thank you. I thank you for being bold enough to give Christian hip hop a platform right now. For people who don't really know, all the people worldwide that's listening, all the people, Christian hip hop in America is still bubbling. You just mentioned Tedashi. Yep. Tedashi was in my home in December. He popped up in my crib. I live next to his uncle. And he was one of the guys. Just like you said, when I got away from secular rap, it took me a minute. I got away from everything. I couldn't even listen to my old records for years. I couldn't listen to secular radio because it made me feel ucky that I had something to do with that, you know. Well, when I started researching Christian hip-hop, because hip-hop is in my blood, I needed that in my life. So I started looking for godly alternatives, and I ran across Christian hip-hop. Tedashi's crew, Reach Records, and Lecrae, they were one of the first ones that I really gravitated to. And you're right, they were banging. They've been doing it for years. But at one time, Christian hip-hop was kind of corny, you know?
Yeah.
Straight up. But praise God, it's like amazing to watch Christian hip-hop over the last 6 years grow and become such a powerful medium right now. It's definitely a place that the Holy Spirit is doing a special work in the hearts of young men and the people that are producing and creating it, because he's giving them some amazing musical ideas, rival secular artists. You know what I mean? It's good music. It's good music. I've watched influence my kids. Because when I took secular music out of my house, if we was going to listen to some rap, it was going to be some Christian hip-hop. So for the past 5, 6, 7 years, my girls have been listening to Tedashi and the Lecrae, and to Triple E, and I watched it help grow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I know this is a powerful forum, a powerful medium that God can use to touch the masses, because hip-hop, secular hip-hop, hip-hop, the culture, everywhere, it's from the White House all the way to the hood, hip-hop is probably the most influential genre on the planet, you know? In TV commercials and movies, all over the place, hip-hop, the influence of hip-hop is everywhere. So hip-hop, the culture, ain't going nowhere. And why we got to leave that culture for the enemy to have? Why we got to leave hip-hop for just the enemy, you know? But one of my things is I want to do my part to help bring the light of Jesus Christ, the power of his words, the power of the Holy Spirit, bring it to hip-hop and let people see just further the movement, because there are tons of good Christian hip-hoppers out there. You play it. Oh. So I just wanted to thank you for giving Christian hip-hop a forum. It is a prayer of mine. Wind up having huge FM dials, huge radio stations that are devoted to Christian hip-hop in the future, because I really do believe it is a genre that could positively impact the world in a big scale. So thank you, Sister Johnson, for playing Christian hip-hop. I love you for that.
You know what? You said something. Now, you know what? When you said about playing, thanking God for the platform, I'm going to tell you something. I play a lot of the, I play now, regular, like just regular gospel. You know what I'm saying? Like the choirs or the groups or whatever you want to call it. But for some reason, I'm going to tell y'all something. It's just like my whole unit of music have turned into rap. If, I don't know, brother, if you have ever just, like, just clicked on the link that I post up and just listen in every now and then. That's all you hear, really. I mean, I play other music, too, gospel music, but it's mainly a lot of rap from a lot of the African artists. Man, let me tell you something. That rap is going heavy in Africa. I never knew many gospel rappers like that that's reigning in Africa today. I mean, they're in Nigeria, they're in Kenya. I play a lot of their mixes. They're involved in a lot of the top 12 artist countdown, and I've been listening to all this rap and rap in Brazil. I'm playing rap, where they rapping in their languages in Brazil, and I posted up to one of the pages in Brazil. And do you know, a lot of people was leaving me messages. Some of them was leaving messages I couldn't understand, but it was an interpreter that was on, and they were saying that Brazil was shocked because they never heard of an African-American, let alone in America, playing that kind of music on their stations, knowing that people don't understand what they're saying. So they're like, shocked. Like, we know that people don't know what we're saying. I said, but you know what? You can feel it in the spirit.
Amen.
And God will give it to you. You know, even in Africa, the African music I play, if you and your wife, after this interview, if you and your wife still will be listening on, you will hear gospel rap from Africa, brother. I will even play something from Brazil. Y'all will hear it. It will blow your mind.
Amen.
And I begin, and I'm going to tell you something about this. Speaking of Tekashi, I went to a concert that was just here, because I went to the Man Up concert that they had before and the other concerts that they had with The Truth and all of them. But this concert was around my birthday last year in October, and I always promote it. You know, the people that's over it sends me the flyers and they give me tickets for the radio and for the people and everything. And do you know, I could have sat up in the front. You know, I could have been up there in the front. But when I went, I sat in the back. I mean, I was, when I say the back, brother, I'm talking about there was no other row behind me. And people probably say, God, girl, you doing all this promoting. Why are you sitting up in the back? Get up in the front. But I sat in the back because I wanted to see how the people react. And when I go to a lot of the gospel rap concerts, I like to observe how the people are acting, what they're receiving from this. So I sat low-key in the back, me and my daughter. She sat back there with me, and we're sitting in the back, and I saw KB come out. You know, I play his music too, and I played his music, and then Tekashi, Lecrae, different ones, Andy, you know, all of them come out. Man, it was so many. It was packed. You couldn't even see a seat. It was so packed, and it was all nationalities. You had white people, Chinese people, African people. I mean, it was just mixed. And I just sat in the back looking, and them people, this one brother standing in front of me, he could not stop hollering. He jumped, and he jumped, and he jumped, and he turned red and in the face. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like laughing. I'm like, my God. Look at this. And I began to get up, and I even walked around and was looking at the different people. They didn't know who I was. I didn't come in there saying I'm an angel on deck, I do radio, I'm doing. They don't even know who it was. And I just walked around looking. And next thing I know, when Tekashi them got up there, what I love about them, see, I tell people, it's a difference between rapping, and then you doing stuff just to be seen on stage.
Right.
You know, the difference between rapping and ministering. To me, you can minister in rap.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of rap that I have heard that sounds like garbage. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of the gospel rap artists, you know, they on stage wanting glory to come to them. And they rapping and they hollering, they doing all this, and there's no message being said. And right after that, they walk off the stage. I've been in a lot of concerts like that, and I sit back grieved. Like, what in the world was that? All you did was hoop and holler and jump. Souls need prayer. Souls need to hear a testimony, something. And that kind of stuff I don't deal with. But what I really love about Tadashi and Lecrae and all of them, they stood up and they shared testimony and they let people know that Jesus can save and that he can wash. And I mean, they began to speak on this and they were singing the song, and Andy got out there to lift your hands up, and they began to sing and tears just poured down my face. And
worship.
I said, oh my God, what are you saying? What are you doing? And I really believe, brother, in this end time, that there is such a move that is going to take place in the circular world with these rappers. Do you know what's been on my heart?
Uh-oh.
So heavy. When I last was on the radio and I played rap all day, you know, on Friday nights I have what I call clubbing it with the Saints. And I start at 12 midnight and it's over at 2 o'clock in the morning, just like a regular club. And what I do is I play all kind of gospel rap. I slow it down with the slow jams, but it's music. People was thinking it was Usher. They was thinking, who is that? Is that Usher singing gospel? I said, no, this is, you know, our other brother. And it was so awesome that I began to let loose a prayer, brother. And what came out of my mouth, I began to say Snoop's name, and I began to say Brother Dre's name, and I began to call out Eminem and all of these other rappers. I began to call out. And I said, Lord, if you can save me, if you can call me from out of that rut that I was in, that pollution of blood, if you can call out Tadashi, you can call out all these great generals in you from the world into you, who is Snoop to you? Who is Eminem? I said, I don't care what they're doing. And I began to pray this prayer. And do you know a brother left message in Russia? Can you believe this? He tweeted me in Russia and said, I don't know where you came from, but that prayer has saved my life. He was way in Russia. And I'm like, my God, it touched me. Different people was leaving testimonies like, I never heard nothing like it. Heard a prayer. I said, because what is on my heart is this. I don't look at what Snoop and them doing. They doing the same stuff we did. You see what I'm saying? We're doing the same stuff. But one thing I can say, God has a setup. And I just speak right now in the atmosphere, and I just thank God because I know that he's going to save these brothers. He's going to save these sisters. I don't care how much drugs they sold back in the day. I don't care about how much weed they got. I don't care about what they did back in the day with guns, shot, what movies they did. I know that God can change them. And I've been asking God, I said, Lord, send your hypnosis the same way that you hypnotized me into your spirit. I said, and I don't want to come from that hypnosis. I said, I pray that you will bless and that you will save them. I even pray, brother, that even in the nighttime as they sleep, even while they're puffing on that weed, even while they're sipping on the yak, I said, God, go down in their ear gates just like you did me when you called me beloved. I said,
amen.
You called me for love, and I fell to the floor, and I began to cry. I never heard nothing like it. And I told him, I said, just like you did that, in your word, you said you never lost none of your own. And I know that there are generals out there in that circle. There's generals out there in that mafia, I'm telling you. And I began to let loose a prayer, brother, and I'm believing God. For Snoop. I'm believing God for Brother Dre. I'm believing God for all these rappers that we listened to for over the decades. I believe that God can do something mightily in that circular world where we can all share the same stage. This division that I see from all over the world, different colors, different languages, that we will be able to really let loose in that camp of the enemy and let him know it's enough. Enough is enough.
Well, you know what? God is He is definitely doing the work, using hip-hop as a means, you know, because hip-hop is such an influential and attractive art form, culture, to the younger generation. Hip-hop is predominantly a younger culture, art form. But the thing about hip-hop is that now hip-hop is about 40 years old, you know, about 40. So a lot of the people... you know, in our age, in generation, you know, we got hip-hop in our DNA. So it's like people who, you know, Snoop is 40-something years old. Dre is 40-something years old. And what we need, what I'm believing is that God's spirit is touching people's hearts, and that to ready us to be able to receive we just have to be ready to minister to them, you know. And the Christian hip hop genre is now beginning to build in America. Lecrae, praise God for Reach Records and for them spearheading the movement and being as successful as they have been. The concert you went to, I went to Gravity concert when they came to Houston. Lecrae came to Houston, and I saw the same thing. I saw 1,200 people of all type of personalities and the age group, as a matter of fact, enjoying worshiping the Lord over hip-hop beats, and I'm just like, it was such a pleasant atmosphere. I would love for people who either are on the fence or unsaved, just give music a chance, because that's what... that is what good entertainment is. Nobody left hurt, nobody tripping, everybody in love, everybody worshiping the Lord. I mean, it was an awesome experience for me to be a part of.
Yeah.
And coming from the background I came from, similar to yours, I'm DJ. I used to DJ all the clubs. I made records, sold a lot of records, and traveled the country touring, da-da-da. And been in club environments, it's not the same. It's a bad spirit, pride. It's all kind of stuff going on in secular events versus godly Christian events. And I just want to encourage as many people as God places in front of my path to consider giving Jesus and the whole kingdom of God a chance to change their life. It's been an amazing journey. I've been rolling with the Lord since 2003, and falling in love with the Word has changed my life. Can't nobody tell me God's Word ain't...
You came in a year before me, because I came in 2004.
Amen. Look, I mean, yeah, you're right. This was a divine connection. This was a divine connection. So, I mean, we are the ones that God is going to be needing to just continue to spread the message. Spread the message of love, of Jesus Christ, of His grace, His mercy, His love, and encouraging people to give godly entertainment like Christian hip hop a chance to influence their walks. I'm currently spearheading a movement called Operation Clean Up Hip Hop, because I really believe Christian hip hop and the clean hip hop. I'm getting a little excited. Y'all, people all over the world, y'all bear with me. I'm excited.
I'm feeling it myself. I'm sitting here like, oh, my God.
I mean, I'm a hip-hopper. You're a hip-hopper. We grew up with hip-hop in us. So that's why we're so passionate about the art form, about the culture. Now that the light of Jesus Christ is starting to shine and His Spirit is starting to move through it, we see, we feel it, we are experiencing the power in that. Operation Clean Up Hip-Hop is a movement that I'm kind of spearheading, where I'm really going to be challenging secular hip-hop artists at least clean up the art form, clean it up a bit, because it's gotten to a place to where now, I mean, it's ridiculously dirty. We thought it was bad in our day with 3 Six Mafia and UGK and Dr. Dre and Snoop. But the rap records that are being made now, I mean, have so much bad messages in them. And it,
yes, they do.
At least back in the day when Snoop and Dre, when that stuff was hot, they still had positive rap that was being promoted. They still
just
had,
like X-Clan. Yeah, X-Clan. You know, I used to listen to them. That was my group there, X-Clan. You couldn't tell me nothing different. You
with
know,
a positive,
but we listened
with a
to all
positive message, but you don't even have that no more in the business. You don't have that at all in hip hop. So I'm kind of push a movement. Look, I would love for everybody to consider Jesus Christ number one. But if at the very least you just clean up what you're doing a little bit, I mean, that's a step in the right direction, you know. So Operation Clean Up Hip Hop is a movement to kind of challenge the current hip hoppers and future hip hoppers to clean up the game, to clean up the game. And I'm hoping that that's a step to lead them to consider Jesus Christ as their savior.
Yeah.
I'm going to make music that's straight God hip hop, you know, Christian hip hop. And hopefully people can see me do it and could understand that it can be done, you know. For those that are listening, Song 25 Lighters, that's just talking about, was a huge record. Literally, they played it in the Houston station this morning. It's in my tweets. Somebody tweeted me that they still playing that record like it's a like they still playing that record. So, the artists in the areas that really embrace 25 Lighters. You look at me as someone who's taking a stand for Christ and offering my gifts to the kingdom of God. And it is my hope that it encourages those cats to want to do the same. And I'm hoping that that's a result. That's going to be some fruit from it. So far, a lot of people, thank you for supporting 25 Bibles and all the people around the world that have supported it. Thank you, guys. It's a bigger song than just a song. It's a song that has some significance, especially down here in the Texas southern region where 25 Lighters was such an adored song. So I just want to hopefully be seen as a witness that you can do it for God and you can still have. And you can still be a hip hopper. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's right.
So, I mean,
that's right.
One of the reasons why I started the song with the words, "Let's Have Some Fun," is because a lot of people, myself was included, when I looked at, because I didn't grow up in the church, unlike yourself, I didn't grow up in the church. I grew up looking at the church as something whack, as something for older people, like you said.
Yeah, that's what I felt.
And guess what? That's probably the same sentiments that a lot of youngsters are having looking at us in the church. So I want the young people to understand that now walking with Christ is literally the most exhilarating experience a person could have. There is nothing like walking by faith. There is nothing like walking being led by his spirit, being led by the word. You don't know. You wake up in the morning with an expectation that God is going to do something marvelous in your life. And when you're not in Christ and you don't have that, you wake up in the morning, and many times you wake up in the morning and you just like want to get the day over. You don't know what the day going to bring. You don't know what foolishness you're going to get into, what kind of stress. Walk with the Lord, and you live, and you learn to lean on him. He makes life so much joyful, so much joyous, so much. He teaches us how to handle tribulation and trial and persecution. He ultimately wants me to learn how to love everybody, and that's a good place. And I want to encourage young people to give that a chance, man. And can you imagine a generation of young people with hearts on fire for the Lord? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we got to do our part. You doing your part, I'm doing my part, and then we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us. And I'm believing there's going to be a move of God like we've never seen before, and the catalyst is going to be Christian hip-hop. I really believe that.
You know what? Have you ever thought about doing a movie?
Yes, ma'am. Writing a book, doing a movie, but everything in its time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this is, you know, as the testimony said, I left the business, the secular rap world, in 2002. Got saved in 2003, and then I left music alone. I didn't know if God was going to call me to make music again. I just knew I had to learn what it meant to follow Jesus for myself. And
mm-hmm.
So I spent 6-7 years before God even gave me an unction to consider music again. So this is my first Christian hip-hop release, 25 Bibles on My Dresser, featuring Bizzle and my cousin Jared Phillips, my first in 10 years. And so I'm having to relearn the business again, and it's been an awesome journey since I put it out last year. And so I want to learn a little bit more. I want to put more records out this year before I start moving into other things I think God wants me to do. I really want to be successful for the kingdom, you know. I want E5 Entertainment to be just as God glorifying successful like Reach Records is, Tedashi's label.
Yeah.
That's my goal. I want to be a successful, God-honoring entertainment business. I'm hoping you allow me to give people information about what I'm doing.
Oh, yes, for sure. Go ahead. Give the information out.
If anybody wants to find out more about me, DJ DMD, you definitely could go to my website, my company's website. The company is called E5 Entertainment. I named it after Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5 is my favorite chapter in the Bible. And he gave me the name E5 Entertainment. So you could go to E5Entertainment.com. It's spelled just E5Entertainment.com. It has everything. Sister Johnson just got through playing. It got blogs. It has buy links to my music. If you're away in Brazil and you want to get 25 Bibles for yourself, you could go to the website and click on the link. It'll take you to the buy links. It's on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, SoulSouth.com. If you want to hook up with me directly on social media, the easiest place is to go to Twitter. You can find me on Twitter all the time at DJDMD. So E5Entertainment.com and DJDMD at DJDMD on Twitter. Y'all can hook up with me, link up with me, ministries, churches all over the world. If you need somebody, if you want somebody to come minister, talk to your youth, perform, and give you a great effort in the name of Jesus, hook up with me, put me to work. I'm ready to do my part to expand the kingdom of God in the earth. And thank you. Thank you.
This is just really, really awesome. You know what, brother? I'm going to say a quick prayer right now for you and what God is doing. I just feel the fire just seriously just up on me now. I just want to say a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for my brother on today. Lord, I just lift him up to you right now. And God, I thank you for how you have saved him and changed him, oh God, into the image that you wanted, that you have called him to be. And Lord, I ask right now that this 25 Bibles, that this song will just move swiftly, oh God, in the name of Jesus, just like a strong wind. God, I ask that this music of his, God, that it will be birthed into the nations, Lord, like never before, that even the testimony that he has shared, Lord, that it will be heard in the nations like never before. God, I thank you for his wife. I thank you, Lord, how she came back into his life. And Lord, I thank you that you will use her as well in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you will place your hands, oh God, up on his head, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And Lord, I ask now that your fire will fall upon him like never before, oh God, that he even as he speak, Lord, even as he share his testimony, oh God, that people will feel the fire, oh God, coming out of his mouth, Lord, that people will see your glory, oh God, upon them, oh Lord. Lord, I ask now that you would take them higher and higher and higher in you. And Lord, I thank you for the pen in his hand. I thank you for new songs being birthed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for that person that has issues, oh God, that even as they listen to his music, that they will lift their hands towards you, oh God, saying, what must I do to be saved? Change me, God. Lord, I thank you for doing it. I thank you for major doors opening for my brother to walk in, Lord. I thank you for sending wealthy people, oh God, in front of them, oh God. I thank you for the overflow of finances that you will give him, oh God, to do what you have given him to do, to further the ministry, God. I lift up the E5 Entertainment. Oh, God, have your way right now. And, Lord, we thank you right now that no weapon formed against him, that it will not prosper, that every scheme of the enemy is canceled now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I ask you that if anyone that tries to come into his life with trouble or things that's not of you, Lord, I ask that you put a block right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know that you did not save him and you did not change him, oh God, for him to be lost. So, Lord, I ask for the overflow of your blessings, oh God, to overpower him now, overpower him at home, over his children, over his wife, over the entire family, over his friends, oh God, those that's in the videos, God. I ask that you bless them in the name of Jesus, and that every ear that don't know you, oh God, every heart that listens in to his music that don't know you as their personal Savior, Lord, I ask that your power will fall upon them, that the tears will roll down their face, that every habit, that everything that's not like you, that it will be broken in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this great brother, oh God, that's walking as a general in you. Lord, I thank you, and I praise you for his life, God. I praise you for his life, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for everything that you're going to do in his life, that he will look back, oh God, and say, my God, how did I get here? Lord, I thank you for it now. I thank you for nations, oh God, coming to him. I thank you for the major doors opening, oh God. I thank you for contracts. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord, for this movement that he is doing in you, God, that it will take off like a rocket. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the ideas that you're giving him, the vision, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you that he will complete all, oh, God, that you have given him to do. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord, I thank you.
Amen. You, sister, thank you. Thank you for having me and the missus on the radio. And may God continue to bless everything you lay your hands on. This is not going to be the last time we talk. You know that, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no, I meant to tell you, we're going to keep in contact. And, brother, as long as I have breath in my body, this music will be heard. I'm telling you, from all over the world, your music, it will continue to be heard. I'm telling you, ever since I've heard 25 Bibles, I have never been the same. Never
wow.
been the same. As I stated at the beginning, that one part of that song, I mean, it just looked like it just did something to me. When you said the part about Jesus said, try me. Don't you deny me. Put the word inside me. Use it like an IV. That is so powerful. I don't think people really get that. But that is so powerful to know what an IV, when I had my surgery last year, and I had an outbreak from the strips on the stitches. It broke me out. I broke out in hives. They had to admit me in the hospital, and they had to stick the IV down in my vein. And they put over 200 milligrams of steroid.
Wow.
Flushed all that out in me. And I began to shake. Seriously, I didn't know what was going on. They said, well, that's what the steroids do. I said, well, I don't see how people take this stuff because this ain't for me. But I had to accept it in order to get rid of what was in me.
Yeah.
And when they put that in my IV, brother, I'm telling you, I began to shake and I felt like my skin was on fire. I was looking at it. I'm like, my God, why my skin is just burning? Because they put all that stuff in to flush it out. And I'm saying that to say this. that part of that song is what blessed me. It made me think back at that surgery. And I began to think back, Lord, if we would put that word and use it like an IV, how that medicine go in us. My
Amen.
God, man, we will never be the same. Every day we get up, we will be walking in something else new. I'm telling you, and that's powerful, that what's not like Christ in us, that if we put that word in us and use it like an IV, as you stated in that song, my God, it will clean out whatever that
Amen.
Don't need to. I'm telling you, brother, I thank God for you. You really are a huge blessing, more than you ever would know. And I just thank God. I know that if this song is moving and it's blessing Africa, I'm here to let you know Africa is a huge part of this broadcast show, you know, this ministry and other countries as well. But a lot of people have been sending messages saying that they've been blessed. And also, before we go forward into the program, I wanted to state to you and to everybody that's listening in right now that this Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, we have what we call the Top 12 Artist Countdown, brother. And I know I sent you the link to it, but since I got you online, I want to tell you up front what this is. On Thursday, I pray that you will be able to tune in and listen to the whole program. God touched my heart to do this once a month with all the artists around the world. And what I do is I pick 12 artists, and I get a date set with three judges. We've had judges call in, some gospel artists call in from Italy. We had a brother that was a faithful judge. We have other artists, you know, that call in as a judge, and we have three of them. And they call at the very beginning, and they listen to the intro music and everything, and I introduce what's going on. And then right after that, what happens is they have words on what they're expecting for that night to be like. And one song is played from each 12 artists, and at the very end they pick who the first and the second and the third place winners will be. And I'm here to say that DJ DMD is in this. You are one of the nominees that was picked, brother.
Wow.
It wasn't on me, but Africa.
Wow.
It was around the charts with Africa that really was blessed by the song. And so
Please.
That's how you got nominated. And
Amen.
So
you made my day already. Wow. Thank you all the people in Africa who voted for my song. I am humbled. I am thank you. I'm greatly. I'm speechless, man. Africa. Wow.
Yes, they really enjoy a lot of the American rap here, as well as I know a lot of the American artists love their music. And yes, so that's how you got into this. So I'm going to keep posting up on your page and the Twitter, and then you'll be able to share it too and let the people know to tune in live on Thursday evening, because it's going down with this Top 12 Artist Countdown, and it will be one song from each artist that will play. And our judges, we thank God for DJ, Doc Freeze. He came in first place for last month. He came in first place. He's one of our judges, Derek Florida. And also, we have another judge, which is IBK Spaceship Boy. He's from Nigeria. And when he's here in the States for a few more weeks, he's going to be one of the judges as well. And so we just thank God. And then also, we have another brother that was a winner in one of the top 12, and his name is Izzy. And he's also a gospel recording artist from Nigeria, which lives in Maryland. So,
wow. Praise God. I will be tuning in Thursday, and I'm going to definitely help you pump it up. And I'm honored to be a part of it. And I'm looking forward to what other things God has in store for this connection. Thank you very much for having me this morning. You have really blessed me, Sister Johnson. Thank you. And the whole Angels on Deck family. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all have really blessed me this morning, for real.
All right. Well, what we're going to do now then, as you're going off, I'm going to play, before I go further, I'm going to play the remix. Overflow. Yeah. 25 Bibles, the Legend Mashed Up remix. And I'm telling you, this was sweet. I could see myself with some cowboy boots on.
Well, you know what? Before you play it, can I get you? Do you know the significance of that remix?
You know, explain it to the people before we hear it.
Briefly, I'm going to tell you. Last year, ZZ Top, the legendary rock and roll group ZZ Top, Hall of Famers, for some reason, they were compelled, led, to remake my song, 25 Lighters.
Mm-hmm.
They remade 25 Lighters. It's become one of their biggest records in the last 10, 15 years. The song was featured in the Battleship movie. It's on the soundtrack. I wound up opening a percentage of their song as a result of them doing it. I don't really know how they came across my song, but they liked my words, so they took my words, put it to one of the ZZ Top tracks, and the name of their song is called I Gots to Get Paid Right. So the windfall that I made from that, I was able to help continue financing my 25 Bibles project. Well, the 25 Bibles remix, master remix, it's a mashup of their version of 25 Lighters. And what people don't realize is a remix like that has never been done. One song remade twice in two different genres and a big mashup of all of that, never been done before. And so that's the special remix that I'm hoping people will give a chance. My man DJ Overflow, he really did a real nice job piecing that idea together.
That's the record.
Never ever been done in music history has that ever been done. So thank you for playing this, Sister Johnson.
You also have a message from one of our brothers, great brothers. He's also a gospel recording artist in Ghana, in Africa.
Cool.
And he says blessings to you, and he said that they're praying, you know, with you. And so
thank you.
His name is Akisi Brimpom.
Well, thank you and your whole Angels on Deck family. You have a wonderful ministry, and I am, like I said, believing that God is going to open up some huge doors for you as well, sister. I can't wait to meet you face to face.
Yes, I can't wait to meet you all, too. It's going to be an awesome. I'm looking forward to coming to Texas. I'm telling you, I want to get there. I want to see, I want to go to some of them rodeos.
Yeah, you'll like those.
I love seeing the bulls. I watch it on TV all the time. I love Tony West, all of them. I said, I would love to go there.
Either way, we definitely going to stay in touch, for real.
Yes, we are. All right, then, I'm going to send you the link for Thursday early in that day for the top 12 that night. And also,
yes,
I want to just say God bless to you and your wife, your family again, and to all those that are listening in. I just want to say God bless, brother, and we're looking forward to having you back on real soon.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you anytime.
All right. All right, you all. Y'all heard it. We're about to hear the 25 Bibles Texas Legend Mashed Up Remix with DJ Overflow. I'm telling y'all, this is awesome, and we'll be right back.
Let's have some fun.
Love it, man.
Yo, this is DJ Overflow.
Love it, man.
And you are now listening to a Texas Legend.
Love it, man.
Smash your remix.
Love it, man.
Yo.
G's in the A. G's in the city.
Come on.
G's in the South, so real.
So real.
G's in the A.
Come on.
G's in the city. G's in the South, so real.
Going back to the future, y'all. Check it. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser.
Yes, sir.
Loving the word of God like a Bible professor. Not just for sight, like a Bible collector. Eating the lamb up like I'm Hannibal Lecter. Jeremiah 5:25 made me change. Psalms 25 got it tatted on my brain. Took a song I sang and made it a new thing. Gave my life to Christ and he gave me a new name. DM back with 25 flows. Waited upon the Lord to open 25 doors. 25 ways to praise him, choose one. He came about the grave to save and lose none. He gave me my life back and my wife back. Two kids, two cars, a crib. 30
like 40 to 25. I'ma point you to the word, cause the word's alive. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved.
316, about 25 Bibles to get us like a Billy Gunn, 25 Bibles. Mad cause we just smashed 25 Bibles and baptized the classic 25 Young Fly saved with a passion for Christ, mashing and not flashing the fashion and ice. If you bring cash in, it can add to my life, but just know that my soul's not attached to a price. Bumped by the Son of Man on the cross where they hung him lost running, but he still offered his loving hand. And I ain't trying to toss nothing underhand, but let's stop talking and walk like we understand. We used to go hard with the sin, why not go hard for your God and repent? I put on and I don't care who the gospel offends. I am with the Lord, so I'm going all the way in.
I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I represent PA, trying to point you to the good book. Trying to tell the hoods in the hood it's a good look. Let the word guide me. Gave me my swagger, used to use it like a sword, now it's more like a dagger. Jesus said, try me, don't you deny me. Get the word inside me, use it like an ivy. Just like my bishop, man, gave me a vision, man. Took me from a fool to a sold out bishop, man. Made me a soldier, fight for Jehovah. No, this ain't pick of JC, thought I told you. He's my provider, let the word shield me. Protect me from hating words sent to kill me. But they won't stop me, cause the Lord got me. Tell me that I can't tell a hater back, watch me. Watch me turn heads, cause the word got me shining. Matthew 25, 25 got me grinding. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved.
Love it, man.
That's how we do it. DMD, Young Bizzle, King Jesus, Third Coach. So real. G's in PA. G's in the city. G's in the south. So real.
Y'all know it. My name is Please.
Coding biblical linguistics got me running more game than the Olympics. All the glory is God's, don't get it twisted. My soldier ready to fight, clutching my fist, yeah. Nifuno kala monga yesu, kompo. Suyo kya monga bandem kulitompo. Erongi se bambiri monga machoncho. Lee Christ the truth, devoni funko.
Yes, falling like blessings for each one of my people's house. No Microsoft, but even heaven got windows. Ladies got game in the landfill. There's plenty where they wrap themselves in virtue like the way they do the sangue. Jesus in my heart, just screaming out, no wonder. It's pretty easy to see from the outside like a house number. So raise your hands for God, cause this here is a stick up. If you think sin is beautiful, try it without the makeup.
When the vibe is in the spirit, I can feel it. Feel it in my bones, so I'm more than the spirit.
A gift without character is
pride of its highest form. Game is the confidence of things that are unseen. Fakes is a baseline, more than a punchline. This is highly concentrated, please don't dilute it. My color, I can be la bafuni, can be la sense. I'm the MV player, Mr. Versatile player. Oh, Kriya, Simbi Famanguina, Titeya. Put your house in order to get your
Jesus
order.
Jesus gave me love in my life. Spark trying to turn violent. I'm making your wrong call. Like a lion's mind out of line. Taking the Jesus side, officiating. Yadiramba. Satan supporters haunting me. I'm swerving. Yeah, I come from back your land like a conqueror. My piano saw a conqueror. Living out of your suitcase. No, I ain't a nigga. Don't follow. Jesus is so wealthy. Mean is dead in a copala. Yes, you're more to care for who you
can bala. Spirit, I can feel it.
Game and it's leaving us to wonder. There ain't no room for nobody else to conquer. When you scale it out, monga ukiri nan somba. Now ponder, iende lomba. How can a team lose with the ref for a sponsor? Premier League, imweni mangana kampomba. Of course it ain't fair, muzachito kutizonda.
Oya, oya, nwele ukona la. I speak about the truth on his formula. Christ is a king, sin is sold a lie. Him I can run it, I got saved a lie. King of my life, Lord of my life. He made me from dust, I'm God's recycle. I gotta have a vision like a true disciple. I can come by yes or yeah, and in my ability.
I'm feeling so.
so far away.
I'm admitting that this world is in your mittens. Even though you're omnipresent, my connection is long distance. I try to reach your standards, but never grasp. I miss the melon and I miss the fantastic. You're the sun, I'm Pluto, too cold, but you know how you flow. This life is without you, though I'm Uno. But no, not the only one that feels like this. Want to be closer to you like this. You're tight grip, oh, I hate being.
Lord, I'm feeling so. Lord, I'm feeling so.
I swore that I knew what life was about. My rejection of truth led to my doubt. 'Cause all that I am has not gotten far to my destination of wherever you are.
So hard for me to stay where I'm at. I feel trapped. When I look at me, I wave or a snap. 'Cause I remember what I used to be spiritually. Secret sins leaking out my mouth so much. I kind of question if you're hearing me. Looking at the walk of my old friends who appear to be more mature than I, so I wonder if you were near to me. My legitimate fear of losing you is 'cause I'm scared of me. Maybe I'm thinking too much. Or maybe it's just conviction. Maybe it's the spirit that's leading me to repentance. Maybe it's the thought of a conscious hell that's sitting. Or maybe it's none of the above. Maybe it's nothing on the surface that's hitting. Maybe it's the light since the seasons have changed. Or maybe it's just my flesh seeking things to complain about. Or maybe it's just you calling me, wanting to deal with the whole and not just a part of me.
I thought that I knew what life was about. My rejection of truth led to my doubt. 'Cause all that I am has not gotten far to my destination of wherever you are.
So hard for me to say where I've been, because my body's been a victim to the wages of sin. I speak blatant for the sake of my kin, because sooner or later I kind of feel like I'll get cut by that same sword. But for them and I know that you're the same, Lord. No partiality for man, that's what the word says. I hate the things in my past that I get blamed for. Then I remember by your grace I'm a saint, Lord. And though I haven't obtained heaven, I aim for it. Bringing some context when these people say that I'm blessed. Washing me clean with that blood cleansed stains, Lord. Renew my mind by your spirit whenever I'm stressed. I'm so tired of trying to be a good person. But fundamentally, I know that it'll never happen. My testimony is real, it shows that you're working. Putting my sin to death in light of the everlasting.
I thought that I knew what life was about. My rejection of truth led to my doubt. 'Cause all that I am has not gotten far to my destination of wherever you are. I am who I am. I know who I was. I've yet come to see the person I could.
All these things I had to prepare goodbyes for. Instead of
I change for the good. I ain't sorry if my growing ain't slow, that I ain't staying a little for anything that keeps my name in the book. So don't cross this line, I dare you to. I ain't waiting, but when I leave they say that I'm very rude. So please excuse this interlude. I ain't about to be complacent, cause you ain't a prune.
I'm telling you it's just a phase. When all the people you was cool with dropping out the rave, they claiming that you're lame, saying that you change, but they don't understand you got a vision to attain. So what up? What's happening? What up? So what up? What's happening? What up?
I had to make that decision, leave my homies behind. I could have shed a few tears, man, that ain't even a lot. But I was too on the grind, winning all of my mind. Ain't got a second to spare, I'm spending all of my time getting my mind in the right place, testing the Lord's grace. Man, it's something when you decide nothing's taking the Lord's place. Now I'm in the Lord's space and doing it His way. They want me on my own thing, I'd rather go His pace. I listen to Sensei and rarely what men say. You leave it up to them, you be the new Kunta Kinte. And I don't do change well, He told me I'm free indeed. And I ain't in the soul top, forever you free to leave. I understand some people only with you for a season in your life to show you something, a specific reason. Don't let it go beyond that, that's how it gets to treason. Especially if you happy at the bottom, man, I'm leaving.
I'm telling you it's just a phase. When all the people you was cool with dropping out the rave, they claiming that you're lame, saying that you change, but they don't understand you got a vision to attain. So what up? What's happening? What up? So what up? What's happening? What up?
Yo, they be like, what's up, pal? Ain't seen you in a while. What's going on? You don't even come around. You got a big head cause your feet is off the ground. Your fingers broke, you don't even wanna dial your phone no more. I'm like, no, no, that's not what it is, don't go loco. I left my home to get in my zone, cause I had to grow and get on my own. Had to feed my mind, took some time to get in line. And I hooked my mind from the lies they tell, bitching me. Such a low opinion of me that I had to dip, had to leave. Disappear like a magic trick to a brand new land with a brand new chance. I'm a brand new man, it's a brand new me. Don't take this thing personal, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. God got a plan and I'm just a man, can't stop and stand what I'm supposed to do. I got a few cats that's proud of me, I got a few cats still proud of me. Looking down on me like a balcony, but it's cool cause I know where I'm about to be. On top in my vision, and you may not feel it, but if I don't get up on a mission, tell me who is the one that will fulfill it. Not you and not them, not her and not him. So before you get to talking about the situation, you better understand that I just wanna win.
I'm telling you it's just a phase. When all the people you was cool with dropping out the race, they claiming that you're lame, saying that you change, but they don't understand you got a vision to attain. So what up? What's happening? What up? So what up? What's happening? What up?
Yo, it's another place, another time with the scepter. I give God all the praise. Hallelujah.
Because of you, you I can go far.
Because of you,
because of you, you we know it's a kind of.
Because of you,
because of you, I can bring back and down.
Because of you,
because of you, you I can bring back and down.
Because of you,
Jesus died for us. This is my life, choose yours. Not a bear, fallen, slow walker. But even times I know I thought twice, stealing your same time, my host. But Jago, come and cut his tail, I will tell. Otherwise, then I ring bells, the only hell. And I'm Jua, Namin, I'm Jua. We know Mandika, Jina, Langu, who was the footer. Sulikangaya, Jaya, Domahana, Tuko Hapa. And I should have so much, Shikili, and those of the Fika. So come a killing in Mele, but now what you wanna catch?
Because of you. I can go far
because of you.
Because of you, you be the way to get up.
Because of you,
because of you, I can bring back and down.
Because of you,
because of you, I can bring back and down.
Yeah, now let go. Me Jehovah, Wamba Imara, Jehovah Rika, Jehovah Rafa, Jina ni Septa, Jamam Pole, Mbedishi Utapenda. I've come a long way, na bado sijafika. Sitakuni
nimejenga Kenya. Life haikwishi naenda na base yangu, na siku zangu zikiisha nitaenda zangu, na kaunda na shukuru baraka zangu, naona Mungu wangu akiniita tu, na ndo maana mimi naishi kwa juu. Because of you, you I can go far. Because of you, because of you, you be my best friend.
All right, we thank the Lord for this great broadcast on today. I'm telling you, it was wonderful with our brother DJ DMD. I'm telling you, we enjoyed ourselves. We feasted, and we thank God for the music that went forth. And we want you all to tune in. Tune in on tonight. We're going to be on live tonight doing it up for you with great music and more. Links will be posted. So we want y'all to tune in on tonight. We will be back on tonight. And so right now, taking us off the air, the artist's music that was not played on today, we will be hearing their songs on tonight. And so we just want to say God bless you all. Always know that God loves you, and the angel on deck loves you too. Angel of Melody loves you too. Taking us off is Anthony Murillo in his new song, Light Up. God bless you all.
We are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. So we gotta shine for the light, 'cause we are the light of the world.
Chains, 'cause you're living in a cold world. Yeah, man, a cold world. Yeah, tough times make you cope, but you could only hold on for so long until you let go of the rope. Bright days, but not enough light. World full of wrongs, but not enough right. Wanna take a change, but not enough Christ. Wanna take a change, but not enough Christ. So we gotta let them know. So we gotta let them know. We all need Jesus. So everywhere we go, go, go. Yeah, we gotta
light up.
Be the light. Yeah, man, gotta let them see. Let's live the life that we say we believe. In honor to the one and the only one that died on the tree. Bright days, but not enough light. World full of wrongs, but not enough rights. Wanna see a change, but not enough Christ. Wanna see a change, but not enough Christ. So we gotta let them know. So we gotta, yeah, let them know. Yeah, we all need Jesus. So everywhere we go, yeah, we gotta
light up.
We gotta be a light to the world. We gotta be a light to the
shine bright for the world to see. I need Jesus to set us free. Yeah, be the light.
Yeah, we got a
light up,
we got a